Hello everyone, so I figured out for myself that I don't have to engage in living a double life. So what I've learned to do is to discuss with myself why many people have a double life, double lives. I know for the majority of my life, I lived a double life. I never enjoyed it. I was taught to pretend to because of how I grew up, but deep down, I totally hated everything about the double life I was trained to live. Most of the double living was sexual. Very few other types of double living I was forced to live were non-sexual. So I talk about this subject because there are many people who are made to feel that they cannot be who and what they truly are, identification-wise. So when you are in certain environments that are filled with mayhem and madness, in secular environments, even faith-based environments, that's why a lot of people live double lives in both environments. And what I've been able to understand is that many people self-medicate through double living, which is something I did in the past. I do that no longer. I never will do that again. So I podcast these things because I decided to live my honest life out loud. So when I'm interacting with people, they get the real me, not the contrived double living version of me that's not me, but what the perpetrators and predators crafted against me. So I live a life of leaving nothing unsaid, which means that often every episode I say, there is substance to the information that I reveal, both personal and professional. So I don't think I'm sharing too much. I don't think I'm sharing too little. Because a lot of what we call privacy is what needs to be shared to the masses. And that's exactly what I'm skilled at and excelling in. So to live a double life, I'll give you an example of how wretched and abhorrent it is. Imagine hiding under the bed when the husband of a wife comes home and you make no sounds, or you move a little bit. You might be itching, or you might feel like you cough a little bit because there may be some dust underneath. And the husband goes to look under the ground. The husband goes to look under the bed. But the wife stops him. And he's like, I thought I heard something. I just wanted to check underneath. And the wife's like, no, that was me, dear. Lying to her husband. She knows it's a guy. And the husband shrugged it off because I didn't make a lot of noise. So he's like, oh, okay. and they talk for a little bit. Things seem okay. And he leaves. And the wife looks under the bed. It's me. I was the guy the whole time. Imagine the terror and the horror that I felt having to go along with deception. I was clothed when I was hiding under the bed because it would have been worse if he would have looked under the bed and I was naked, but I was never naked when I had to hide under the bed sometimes, because there are times where I had nowhere to run, because if I open the door and run, he might see a little bit of me and I would have been sitting ducks. So sometimes I had to hide under the bed. Most of the time I was silent. If I itched, I gently rubbed myself, or if I was about to cough, I would quickly grab the nearest cup and sip it silently so I don't cough. And I had to do that when I was in the wife's room and we were starting to kiss each other and he would come home. And when he would start to come home, he would go, "I thought I heard somebody else in here." And she would lie and say, "Oh, I was playing an interview of my favorite band or favorite musician." Telling more lies. It would be those kind of things. And so there were times I had to hide in closets. I had to hide in bathrooms. I had to hide in living rooms. I had to hide in tubs and showers and saunas and jacuzzis. I had to hide in boiler rooms. I had to hide in smoking rooms. I had to hide in the laundry rooms. I had to hide in cars. I had to hide in garages. I had to hide in the kids' rooms. And I had to hide in attics and basements, on rooftops. Always hated it. And there's more that I have to share with you. I even had to hide in the kitchens. They told me their husband would be home at a certain time. This is when we first started. The affairs. And eventually I told the wives, I'm like, this is so painful. I'm tired of all this stress and worry and having to hide. And it didn't happen often. That's for the most part when we met up. Well, he usually didn't come home because the husbands were out cheating. But every now and then they would come home. And I told the wives, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Because if we keep doing this, I'm going to end up dead by him. And I said, this, you know, my loving you should never be so agonizing. And eventually the wives, that's when the wives started talking to their husbands about ending the relationship. And that's how I met up with the husbands. The husbands was figured it has to be, you already had to be with some other guy. And they said, I had a suspicion that there was always a guy in here. But the husbands never saw me at all. And sometimes they told the husbands the marriage is over. Mostly because of the cheating, too. They were like, man, I don't want Antonio to keep hurting. So the wives felt like I gotta leave this marriage as soon as possible. Because the wives could tell that this was not healthy. So just I can tell you this. There were times where, the husbands, they were all, like I said, they were all male misogynists. Not one of the husbands treated their wives well. So the husbands were like, well, I'm already having my side pieces. I'll just end up with them. Because even the husband says, I fell out of love with you by simply falling in love with the side pieces. So the wives were like, well, since you feel that way, you already know who I'm going to hold on to, meaning me. And they said, I need you to sign these divorce papers as soon as possible and get the judges to end our marriage as soon as possible because I now have the man that I need referring to me. So that's what happened. And their husbands told their wives, tell him that he has my permission to sleep with you during the divorce proceedings. That the marriage is over, there's no way I can stop y'all from sex having. So we would have sex with each other even during the divorce proceedings. And the husband says, you know what, this is my last time in this home. So the husbands were like, well, I'm going to just give everything to you and I'm going to go be with my side pieces. And that's exactly what happened. The husbands never came to their shared home ever again. So everything ended up being in the wives' names. So the wives would look at me and go, well, okay, this is officially our home. And I was like, our home? But isn't your name and everything? Yes, but they told me, think of it as it's everything your name too. Everything of mine is everything yours, everything yours, everything mine. That's what happened at the time. And what I'm about to say to you, I'm not happy with what I'm about to say to you. Imagine, this is adultery, right? Me and the wives, right? I just want to talk about this double living part, because double living is sadly and tragically rampant and common in our world. So when I say talk about these rooms and spaces of a house or apartment, if you will, I'm talking about the women's houses and the women's homes, meaning the wives. Here we go. I'm mentioning the shared rooms, the private rooms, the spaces, technology, the technical utility and storage, the great house areas, architectural elements of the women's homes, houses, and apartments. Women, meaning the wives. So here we go, for real. Imagine committing adultery in the bonus rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the common rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the dens. Imagine committing adultery in the dining rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the family rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the garrets. Imagine committing adultery in the great rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the home cinemas. Imagine committing adultery in the kitchens. Imagine committing adultery in what is called a dirty kitchens. Imagine committing adultery in the kitchenettes. Imagine committing adultery in the living rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the modern gymnasiums. Imagine committing adultery in the modern harems. Imagine committing adultery in the modern androns. Imagine committing adultery in the man caves. Imagine committing adultery in the recreation rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the billiard rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the shrines. Imagine committing adultery in the study rooms, home offices. Imagine committing adultery in the sunrooms, solariums. Imagine committing adultery in the bathrooms. Imagine committing adultery on the toilets. Imagine committing adultery in the bedrooms. Imagine committing adultery in the guest rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the closets. Imagine committing adultery in the bed sitting rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the bayou doors. Imagine committing adultery in the cabinets. When the offspring are gone, imagine committing adultery in the nurseries and cleaning everything up. Imagine committing adultery in the atriums. Imagine committing adultery in the balconies. Imagine committing adultery in the breezeways. Imagine committing adultery in the conversation pits. Imagine committing adultery in the cubby holes when the children are gone and we clean everything up. Imagine committing adultery in the decks. Imagine committing adultery in the elevators, their personal elevators. Imagine committing adultery in the dumbwaiters, as it's called. Imagine committing adultery in the lobbies. Imagine committing adultery in the foyers. Imagine committing adultery in the reception areas. Imagine committing adultery in the entrance halls. Imagine committing adultery in the lobbies. Imagine committing adultery in the ginkans. Imagine committing adultery by the fireplace. Imagine committing adultery by the hearths. Imagine committing adultery in the lobby rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the halls. Imagine committing adultery in the hallways, their hallways. Imagine committing adultery in their ingle nooks. Imagine committing adultery in the lanai. Imagine committing adultery in the lofts and loft apartments. Imagine committing adultery in their loggias. Imagine committing adultery in their overhangs. Imagine committing adultery in their patios. Imagine committing adultery on their screened porches. Imagine committing adultery on their sleeping porches. Imagine committing adultery on their wheelchair ramps. Imagine committing adultery on their porches. Imagine committing adultery on their secret passages, hidden passages, and secret tunnels. Imagine committing adultery on their stairs. Imagine committing adultery on their stairwells, stair rooms, staircases, and stairways. Imagine committing adultery on their terrace buildings, TERRACE. Imagine committing adultery on their verandas and verandas. And imagine committing adultery on their vestibules. Imagine committing adultery in the vestibules. Imagine committing adultery in the attics. Imagine committing adultery in the basements. Imagine committing adultery in the carports. Imagine committing adultery in the cloakrooms, also known as coat rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the closets. Imagine committing adultery in the crawl spaces. Imagine committing adultery in electrical rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the technical rooms or equipment rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the furnaces, heaters, and boilers. Imagine committing adultery in the mechanical rooms, boiler rooms, or plant rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the garages. Imagine committing adultery in the janitorial closets. Imagine committing adultery in the larders. Imagine committing adultery in the laundry rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the utility rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the storage rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the technical rooms and spaces in a building dedicated to the mechanical equipment and its associated electrical equipment, as opposed to rooms intended for human occupancy or storage. Imagine committing adultery in the mechanical floors, mechanical penthouses, mechanical layers, and mechanical levels. Imagine committing adultery in the pantries. P-A-N-T-R-Y. Imagine committing adultery in the root cellars, fruit cellars, earth cellars. Imagine committing adultery in the semi-basements, lower grounds, lower levels. Imagine committing adultery in the storm shelters or storm cellars. Imagine committing adultery in the safe rooms, panic rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the studios. imagine committing adultery in the wardrobe are Moore's Almirahs. Imagine committing adultery in the wine cellars. Imagine committing adultery in the wiring closets. Imagine committing adultery in the workshops. Imagine committing adultery in the antechambers. Imagine committing adultery in the ballrooms or ball halls. Imagine committing adultery in the butler's pantry. Imagine committing adultery in the buttery rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the sorceries. Imagine committing adultery in the sculleries. Imagine committing adultery in the spiceries. Imagine committing adultery in the still rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the conservatory greenhouses. Imagine committing adultery in the orangeries. Imagine committing adultery in the courtyards. Imagine committing adultery in the drawing rooms, you know. Imagine committing adultery in the great chambers. Imagine committing adultery in the great halls. Imagine committing adultery in the libraries. Imagine committing adultery in the long galleries. Imagine committing adultery in the lumber rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the parlors. Imagine committing adultery in the saunas. Imagine committing adultery in the servants' halls. Imagine committing adultery in the servants' quarters. Imagine committing adultery in the smoking rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the drinking rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the solar rooms. Imagine committing adultery in the staterooms. Imagine committing adultery in the swimming pools. Imagine committing adultery in the turrets. Imagine committing adultery in the undercross. Tourette is spelled T-U-R-R-E-T. Imagine committing adultery on furniture. Imagine committing adultery in hidden compartments or secret compartments, hidden rooms. Imagine committing adultery in houses. Imagine committing adultery in all kinds of house plans. Imagine committing adultery in all kinds of list of house styles. Imagine committing adultery in all kinds of list of house types. Imagine committing adultery in multifamily residentials. Imagine committing adultery in secondary suites. Imagine committing adultery in duplex houses. Imagine committing adultery in townhouses, row homes, ROW. Imagine committing adultery in single-family detached homes. Imagine committing adultery in semi-detached houses. Imagine committing adultery in town homes. Imagine committing adultery in studio apartments. Imagine committing adultery on windows. Imagine committing adultery on walls. Imagine committing adultery on vaults. Imagine committing adultery on transoms, T-R-A-N-S-O-M. Imagine committing adultery on thresholds, door saddles. Imagine committing adulteries by sill plates, sole plates. Imagine committing adulteries by roof lanterns. Imagine committing adultery on roofs. Imagine committing adultery on quoins. Imagine committing adultery on plumbing. Imagine committing adultery on ornaments. Imagine committing adultery on lighting. Imagine committing adultery on portals. Imagine committing adultery on gates. Imagine committing adultery on gables. Imagine committing adultery on foundation engineering. Imagine committing adultery on floors. Imagine committing adultery on L's. Imagine committing adultery on doors. Imagine committing adultery on domes. Imagine committing adultery on eaves. Imagine committing adultery on cornices. Imagine committing adultery on columns. Imagine committing adultery on porticos. Imagine committing adultery on colonnades. Imagine committing adultery on chimneys. Imagine committing adultery on ceilings. Imagine committing adultery on breast summers. Imagine committing adultery by swinging from the chandeliers. Imagine committing adultery on belt courses, match committing adultery on balusters, match committing adultery on arches, match committing adultery on list of all the kinds of architectural styles, match committing adultery on skylights, match committing adultery on backyards, match committing adultery on driveways, match committing adultery on front yards, match committing adultery on back gardens, match committing adultery in homes and domiciles, match committing adultery in the midst of home improvement, home renovations and remodeling. Imagine committing adultery while home repairs are being done. Imagine committing adultery on sheds. And imagine committing adultery on tree houses. And by the way, these are all the rooms and spaces of their homes that I had to hide in. When they thought their husbands were coming home and didn't, when their husbands actually did come home. Because sometimes the husband would stay for a while. Most of the time it was quick, but you know, there were some times where it was lengthy. So I had to constantly run into all these rooms because they would go from room to room in terms of making sure that all the repairs that they wanted done and all these rooms were done. They were, you know, the husbands would, you know, in the early days of the affairs between myself and our wives, they were doing a lot of repairing in the homes because they knew their marriage was going to come to an end, so they wanted to make sure everything was fine. So when they left, that there was nothing bad happening to their shared homes that became their home. So, imagine committing adultery in their ballrooms. Some of them had classrooms in their home. Imagine committing adultery in their room numbers. Imagine committing adultery in their great halls. Imagine committing adultery in their entryways. Imagine committing adultery in their box rooms, master bedrooms, dressing rooms, in suite bathrooms, bedrooms, playrooms when the kids were gone, and clean up everything. Sick rooms, sleeping rooms, multi-purpose rooms, communal apartments, great rooms, anterooms, multi-purpose rooms, social rooms, sitting rooms, music rooms, game rooms, billiard rooms, home theaters, libraries, cabinets, dining rooms, drawing rooms, great halls, work rooms, kitchens, pantries, root cellars, laundry rooms, sewing rooms, home offices, studies, restrooms, toilets, bathrooms, outhouses, privies, pit latrines, showers, bathtubs, hand washing facilities, and changing rooms. Adultery between us was committed in all those places. I have to hide in all these rooms too because of the home repairs and the husbands being in the rooms monitoring everything. And lastly, we committed adultery in their staircases, alabasters, wash basins, closets, bathing rooms, kitchens, bedrooms, and just all their rooms, their passageways, their outdoor rooms, indoor rooms. We committed adultery on these places and their wives and husbands were also looking at repairs in those rooms, so I'd have to hide in all these kinds of rooms. When they were constantly going from room to room, I had to constantly leave each of the room spaces of a house and apartment. So double living can be that bad. I share all this to let you know that none of these things are to be glorified. And I'll tell you why. Because of the consistent feelings that adultery makes one feel. Like, I'll tell you how I felt. I may be slightly repeating myself, but it doesn't matter. The truth has to get out. The affairs make me feel unpleasant surprises, unpleasant amazement, unpleasant astonishment, irritability, aggravation, agitation, annoyance. It makes me feel grouchy, it makes me feel grumpy, it makes me feel cross, patch. It makes me feel exasperation. Makes me feel frustration. It makes me feel rage. It makes me feel anger. It makes me feel outrage. It makes me feel fury. It makes me feel wrath. It makes me feel hostility. It makes me feel ferocity. It makes me feel bitterness. It makes me feel hatred. It makes me feel scorn. It makes me feel spite. It makes me feel vengefulness. It makes me feel dislike. It makes me feel resentment. It makes me feel disgust. It makes me feel revulsion. It makes me feel contempt. It makes me feel loathing. It makes me feel envy. It makes me feel jealousy. It makes me feel torment. It makes me feel torture. It makes me feel suffering. It makes me feel agony. It makes me feel anguish. It makes me feel hurt. It makes me feel sadness. It makes me feel depression. It makes me feel despair. It makes me feel gloom. It makes me feel glumness. It makes me feel unhappiness. It makes me feel grief. It makes me feel sorrow. Makes me feel woe, makes me feel misery, makes me feel melancholy, makes me feel disappointment, makes me feel dismay, makes me feel displeasure, makes me feel shame, makes me feel guilt, makes me feel regret, makes me feel remorse, makes me feel neglect, makes me feel alienation, makes me feel defeatism, makes me feel dejection, makes me feel embarrassment, makes me feel homesickness, makes me feel humiliation, makes me feel insecurity, makes me feel insulted, makes me feel isolation, makes me feel loneliness, makes me feel rejection, makes me feel false sympathy. Makes me feel false pity. Makes me feel mono no aware. It makes me feel horror. It makes me feel alarm. It makes me feel shock. It makes me feel fear. It makes me feel fright. It makes me feel terror. It makes me feel panic. It makes me feel hysteria. It makes me feel mortification. It makes me feel nervousness. It makes me feel anxiety. It makes me feel suspense. It makes me feel uneasy. It makes me feel apprehension. It makes me feel worry. It makes me feel distress. It makes me feel dread. That is how adultery makes people like me feel. Now, when we mention all these feelings, we're not being self-destructive about any of these feelings that adultery makes people like me feel. I'm choosing to be self-productive and self-constructive in the midst of all these feelings that adultery can make me feel. People like me feel. And I'm also into community building and community upliftment when it comes to all these feelings that adultery makes me and people like me feel. And I'm not being sinful in terms of the expression of any of these feelings. And I'm not harming myself, and I'm not harming other people. And I'm not even harming God when it comes to the feeling and expression of all these feelings, because I express all these feelings appropriately. And I feel all these feelings wisely. So, this is what I needed to tell you all, and double living can be that bad.